USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Justice will not be swift for the Colorado shooting suspect. Boulder County District Attorney Michael Daugherty saying yesterday that the trial of Ahmad Elisa will likely take at least a year. Daugherty also giving an update on the investigation.
The investigation is progressing rapidly. All the agencies involved and committed to ensuring justice is done have been working incredibly hard day and night, as they will throughout the weekend, to make sure that all the information that can be learned about the shooter, the victims, the witnesses, King Soopers, any connection between all of those becomes known.
The 21-year-old Elisa charged with 10 counts of first-degree murder for Monday shooting at a Boulder grocery store. More charges pending. Today marks the fifth day a stuck container ship is blocking shipping in the Suez Canal in Egypt. At least two attempts planned today to free the ship. If unsuccessful, the ship could remain stuck until Monday when a rising spring tide could free it. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Shekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
All students could be back in classrooms by the end of the year. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona saying this week his goal is for 100% of schools to offer in-person learning as soon as this fall.
You know, the goal really is to provide in-person learning options for as many students as possible, as quickly as possible, and as safely as possible. And we know we can do it. There are examples across the country where it can be done. And that is our goal. Pre-K through 8, definitely, but we're not leaving out our high schoolers who also need to be a part of that school community and engage with their peers and their teachers.
Cardona on ABC's The View yesterday. He also says it will not be mandatory for everyone to be vaccinated before reentering schools. Three more states, Kansas, Minnesota, and South Carolina, announcing yesterday they'll allow residents 16 and older to get vaccinated next week. Meanwhile, former CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield telling CNN yesterday it's his opinion the virus started when it escaped from a lab in China. The WHO, though, calling that extremely unlikely. They maintain the virus started in bats before spreading to humans. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Lawmakers from both parties check out the conditions at the U.S.-Mexico border. Tim Berg has more.
A group of Democrats and Republican senators got a first-hand look at the surge of illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border on Friday. Former President Trump weighing in on the border crisis, telling Fox News,
"And what you're seeing now is inhumane. That's why they won't allow the press to come in. It's a horrible situation. And everyone that's seen it, nobody's seen worse. Nobody's seen anything like it. It is what they're doing now is outrageous, and they should finish the wall."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A tragedy in Egypt as a train rear-ends another one at full speed. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
At least 32 people were killed and 165 were injured when two trains collided in central Egypt. The prime minister admitted the country's rail network urgently needed modernizing. Unknown individuals triggered the emergency brakes on one of the trains, causing it to stop, according to the rail authority. The second train, which was traveling in the same direction, crashed into the first one behind it. Videos showed the train carriages derailed, several of them badly damaged above a channel of water. Some of the injured would need to be airlifted to the capital of Cairo for treatment. Egypt has one of the oldest and largest rail networks in the region, and accidents involving casualties are common. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.